Hello.
Hello, Susan?
Yes.
Hey, Susan, this is Harold. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I cannot complain, cannot complain at all. Your friend Delois gave me your number, Mrs. Breeze.
Yes.
Perfect,
Yes.
perfect. I do want to let you know this is on a recorder line just for quality assurance purposes. And the reason for the call is because of your Depo Provera lawsuit. I do want to ask you, did you use Depo Provera?
Oh, a long, long time ago.
A long, long time ago. When did you start?
I think it was in, wait a minute, let me think. It was a long time ago I used that. It was in 2000, I believe. 2000 to 2005. In March of 2000 and I think it was March of 2005.
And were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with meningioma?
I was diagnosed in 2005.
2005.
And yeah, I was diagnosed in 2005.
And was it meningioma of the brain or was it of the spine?
On the brain.
Of the brain. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for 1 year?
I took it longer than 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. I think it was in 2000 to 2005,
Gotcha. So
I
about
believe.
5 years you took it and then you were diagnosed.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And have you already found an attorney to help you file the claim?
Have I found an attorney? No.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
No, I haven't signed anything with
Okay.
anybody.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And how did they find the meningioma? Was it in a CT scan? Was it in an MRI?
They did a CT scan and an MRI.
Okay, they did both.
Uh-huh.
And when is your date of birth?
My date of birth was April 29, 1956.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
No.
Okay, completely fine. And did you take the name brand or was it the generic version?
I think it was the name brand. I think it was.
Did it just say like Depo-Provera?
I'm trying to think. Was it? I'm trying to think. Was it the name was the Depo-Provera. It was the pre. What is that? Pleaser,
Oh,
Pleaser.
the Pfizer.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. All righty, the Pfizer Depo-Provera. Okay.
Right.
And then you use it for about 5 years. Let me ask you, in 1 year, how many injections do you think you got prior to your diagnosis?
Oh my God. Once every 3 months, I think it was, or once every 3 months. I
So
got it.
about four in a year.
Yes, I believe so. 45, something like that.
Gotcha. Okay. All righty. And so you did use Depo between 1992 and through the present date, so that's good. Could I have you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then you spell your name Susan.
Correct.
Last name Larson.
LATSON. T like in
Latson.
Terry.
Thank you so much for that. And then could I go ahead and get your social or the last four, whatever you feel more comfortable with?
3198.
Thank you. And then what is the best email address for you?
My last name, first name at yahoo.com.
And then the best phone number for you, is it this phone number we're talking on here?
Yes.
Perfect. And then what is your property address?
3211 Burr Oak Drive, Joliet, Illinois.
Could you spell that first word?
Oh, B-U-R-R, then Oaks, O-A-K-S, Drive, Joliet, Illinois, J-O-L-I-E-T, 60431.
Thank you so much. And then what hospital diagnosed you?
I was in Naperville. What's the name of that doggone hospital? It's Edwards, Edwards Hospital, the main campus.
Is that at the 801 South Washington Street in Naperville, Illinois?
Yes.
Thank you. And then what doctor diagnosed you?
It was my primary care doctor. It was two. Well, it was Dr. Remy Beckley. I don't know if I'm spelling her first name correctly. R-E-M-E-M, I believe. Beckley.
Do you know how to spell the last name?
Beckley. B-E-C-K-E-R-L-Y, I believe.
Thank you. And do you have the medical records?
No, they're all at the hospital.
Okay.
This was in 2005.
No way. No worries there. And then let me ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any prior cancer?
No.
Nope. All right. And I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
My daughter, Priscilla. I have three kids, so I don't know which one you want.
It's all right, whoever you think might be the most responsible.
Priscilla.
Priscilla. And is that a P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A?
Yes.
Perfect. And her phone number?
Oh, my God. I got to go at my phone and get it. She don't live here with me. She lives in a different state. So I got to... Hold on, let me go in my phone and find her number.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. What is this number? Okay, her number is 404-464-6720.
Perfect. Okay, let me go ahead and just verify this information, make sure everything is accurate, so I can go ahead and send this over to you and to the law firm. Now, I do just want to reiterate, we are on the recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty, and you have not had any legal help or signed any documents. You are a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year. You were diagnosed with meningioma.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't 1 year.
Well, it was for
in 2000. Huh?
Yeah, it was for at least 1 year. So you took Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and then you were diagnosed with meningioma, correct?
In 2005, yes.
Right. So
when
you
I was
yeah.
diagnosed. I,
gotcha. So you went from 2000 to 2005, you were taking it, and then in 2005 you were diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And you were diagnosed 2005. You did have both an MRI and a CT scan. Your date of birth is 4/29/1956. You did use the name brand, just regular Depo-Provera shot. You did have at least 4 in 1 year. You started in 2000, stopped in 2005. You spell your name S-U-S-A-N, last name L-A-T as in Tom, S-O-N. The last four of your social, 3198. Your email address is last name Latson, first name Susan at yahoo.com. Your phone number, 815-764-4848. Your property address, 3211 Burr Oaks Drive, Joliet, Illinois, 60431 in Will County. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then you were seen by Dr. Beckerly. That's at the Endeavor Health Edward Hospital, 801 South Washington Street in Naperville, Illinois, 60540. And then we have your daughter Priscilla as your emergency contact, 404-464-6720. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Perfect. Let me send you over your DocuSign now, and then the law firm you're working with, one moment, is Pulaski Law Group, and so they're based out of Texas, and so you should have just gotten a DocuSign text now.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Perfect. So go ahead and open that up there.
Okay. Do you agree to seeing sex messages? Okay, yes. All right. Continue. Okay. And see. Okay. Agree. Continue. Ooh, it's a lot of paper. Ooh, I'm about to sign my life away.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. And then let me get you over the information for the law group there. I just sent it over to you. And so they're based out of Texas. And so how it's going to work, that 909 number that I sent you, they're going to call you from that number in about 7 business days. Within 7 business days or so, they'll call you. Basically to iron out any details, everything, basically, you know, to explain everything that's going to happen moving forward, and anything like that, okay?
Okay. Okay. And then did I, okay, I want a signature, okay, what is this, okay. Okay, I think I did everything. Okay. Now you just sent me another text?
See, yeah, so the other text was with the law firm's information.
Okay, let me go back to that one. Okay. Okay, the 909, that's the law firm information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the 949, that's my direct line.
Okay. Wait a minute. The 949, let me see. Oh, that's the number you called me on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
So that's my direct line right there.
Okay.
Do you have any questions or anything for me?
No. So no? What would I know? Anything, what, a year from now or 2 years from now?
Well, you're going to know kind of everything, not everything, but you're going to kind of talk to the law firm in about 7 business days. What I would say you can expect kind of the money within like a year or so, like a year or two. That is typically how long it does take. But you'll, you know, you're going to have your attorney's number. So you'll always be able to kind of get any updates from them, you know, basically saying, you know, have you guys gotten the medical records, things like that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Of course. No problem. You have a blessed rest of your day. Happy holidays. And if you need anything from me, you have my information, so you can always call me. Okay.
All right, then. Thank you.
Of course.
You have a blessed day too, and happy holidays.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much. Bye-bye.